In and Out of the Kitchen by Damien Trench. The Wedding. Not as chilled as perhaps it was when poured 15 minutes ago, but nevertheless a very decent rosé and given a by no means insignificant boost by being drunk outside on holiday. In fact, on honeymoon. And whilst I luxuriate on our terrace, writing, Anthony has popped to the local shops to get something simple for dinner. Simplicity is actually rather what I need after the organisation of a wedding. It was, and I do not exaggerate, a logistical exercise on a massive, nay, industrial scale that I genuinely feel very, very few people would have been able to cope with, and one that I hope never to have to repeat. How people can get married more than once, I do not know. Paul McCartney must have been a jangling bag of nerves for much of the past decade. It's a wonder he can still perform. My own preparations for the happy event, and said event itself, were not, I feel, without incident. And though the past few months seem to have gone by in a blur, much of what occurred will remain buttered on my memory. Preparations began in earnest in January.
Right, Anthony, I have just done an ad hoc stock take. We seem to have no more than 14 loo rolls in the entire house, and I've done every floor.
Damien...
I mean, it would only take a few unexpected visitors. We could suddenly find ourselves in a very serious situation indeed, so...
No comprende, signor, no comprende. In italiano, por favor.
Oh, si. La papier de toilette, je
crois. Well, no, that's French.
Please, Anthony, por favor. We might have a honeymoon venue in mind, but we simply have to make a start on the wedding administration itself. The lavatory paper is just the tip of a huge, looming iceberg, and I have little or no idea how to render that phrase in conversational Italian.
There is abundant time for the wedmen.
Oh, don't call it that, Anthony. That is a quite disgraceful contraction. You already know my feelings on words like shoffice and bonoffi.
Oh, I do. However, the wedding administration will not be an issue. I've project managed far larger things in financial services. Let's just be organised, efficient and calm. Si, signor?
Si, si. It's just... molto complicazione. Is that the right word for complicated?
Well, I've not learned it. I had actually hoped not to have to use the word complicated on the honeymoon. I was going to learn phrases like, what glorious weather, shall we have a nap and more Prosecco, please? I mean, maybe just the last one, actually. The rest of them I could probably mime.
Mamma mia.
Yeah, well, you're getting better.
But complicazione, it all was. Putting the subject of loo rolls out of mind for a moment, if one ever truly can, there was simply so much to do. We had agreed on a list of 15 guests at the ceremony itself, with other friends and acquaintances joining us in the evening. I suggested that we contact everyone with a simple save-the-date letter, so as at least to give ourselves a concrete starting point from which all the rest must surely follow. Anthony said he would text everyone to ask them, which seemed positively depraved, but he was firm on it, saying it was cheaper, easier and greener than writing. I tried to formulate an argument, but by the time I'd gathered a few thoughts about the beauty of the written word and the visual enchantment of calligraphy, he had texted every invitee already and received 5 replies. Some at least had the grace to actually telephone back to confirm.
Damo! Ian here. Just got the text about the wedding date. How brilliantly modern. I shall ink it straight into the diary. Absolutely the best thing ever. I am so happy for you two. Such a lovely couple. It's a devil making a marriage work, Damo. It really is. But I'm sure you two can make a proper go of it. Louise and me, oh, we tried. Well, I tried. Oh, God, I tried, Damien. But it's chemistry, isn't it? And the chemicals were against us. She was acid. I was alkali. Possibly. I don't know, Damien. I'm not a chemist. But, oh... I mean, the wedding day. It was the happiest day of my life, Damien. Oh, gosh, I'm getting a bit teary now. I had Magic of the Musicals on in the car. And CD4 just rips at the heartstrings. I mean, it opens with Memory. Absolute belter. Then it's straight into Send in the Clowns. And then you don't get to catch your breath before Take That Look Off Your Face. I had to pull over, Damien. I was in floods. I shall get a ticket for parking in a bus stop, but I don't care. Send in the clowns. There ought to be clowns. Don't bother. They're here.
Please go to cashier number 4.
Oh, mustache. I'm next up.
Most people left a shorter message. Our glorious builder, Mr. Mullaney, confirmed his availability in person, as he had very kindly agreed to take a look at a truculent mixer tap in the kitchen, and arrived, tool bag in capable hand, just as Anthony and I were settling down to thrash out the thorny issue of the wedding venue itself.
Here, Damien, how about this one?
Newport House. Oh, it looks very nice.
Yeah, they do a lot of weddings. They seem to have some decent packages.
Ceremony, room hire, afternoon reception, two courses, plus wine, spa. Gosh, that seems very reasonable. Wait,
doesn't it? Yeah, the pictures look very nice. Should I call them?
That looks like a light aircraft in the back of that shot.
What?
It's clearly near an airfield, hence the price.
How do you know that?
I am not getting married to the noise of Cessnas coming and going, Anthony. What if they were to make an emergency landing on the lawns during the vows?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Damien, this is the 20th place I've found, and each time you come up with an ever more ludicrous reason as to why we can't get married there. You don't like the carpet. The wine list is inadequate. Looks like it might smell of horses. I mean, the manager has funny-looking eyes.
I just want to find the perfect place, Anthony, and he had the eyes of a swindler. I stand by that. People's like a jewel thief.
Yeah, well, I want the right venue as well, Damien, but your definition of acceptable seems to involve fracturing every variable from the available parking to the font on the website.
Comic Sans is never a good indication of quality, Anthony.
Yeah, well, we have to find somewhere.
Gentlemen! Please.
Sorry.
Apologies, we appear to have become uncharacteristically combative.
Yeah. Look, the tap's fine, they're just slightly loosened at.
Oh, you are a godsend, Mr. Mullaney.
Look, Mr. Mullaney, would you get married here?
Newport House? Yeah, I know it.
You do?
Yeah. Laid the flooring in the log store a few years back. Nice place.
Well, there we go then, let's call them.
Right next to the airfield.
See?
Oh, for God's sake.
Look. What sort of place are you looking for? What are your, like, you know, considerations?
Well, right now I'd get married in a lay-by if we just go ahead and book it.
How many people have you got?
15 for the ceremony, perhaps another 20 or so joining us in the evening.
Well, then why not do it here?
What, here? But...
You've a grand garden, just right for it, tons of room.
But what if it rains?
I'll put you up a temporary awning out over the back. You've an excellent kitchen here, too.
Well, it is a well-equipped Provence de cuisine, I grant you.
Plenty of room downstairs.
But the lavatory arrangements would be...
Easy to get to.
People tramping up and downstairs.
Just listen... I know you both well enough.
I really don't think the B-Day could...
Let me finish, Mr. Trench. Look, you'll not be happy with second best. I've spent the last 4 years getting this house just how you want it, and that's how you want things. So if you want things just how you want them, and you do, then have it here, and it'll be just what you want.
He's right, Damien.
But the loo...
You've got the downstairs. I'll hire a few decent temporary ones, stick them in the garden. Don't concern yourself.
There, it's sorted.
Mr. Mullaney, whatever would we do without you?
I'm just a builder, Mr. Trench.
You should become a wedding planner.
Yeah, I don't think my dad would approve.
With the venue finalised, the dreaded business of catering began to rear its head. Wedding food is such a dilemma. One must be neither overly fancy nor indeed too plain, and with my reputation to consider, it would be a delicate balancing act to provide a wedding breakfast of just the right calibre. I arranged a familial dinner in early February with my parents to discuss plans, and over a takeaway, we set to work. Or so I thought.
Did you mourn that last pancake?
Now, listen, I have started knocking up a few sample menus. I think it would be madness not to do something with gooseberries, given the season, though a whole baked trout per person would be an expense. There is a glorious recipe with almonds and cranberries.
Wait, Damien, we have discussed all of this.
We have? When? I've not mentioned almonds to you in weeks, Anthony. Months, probably.
No, not just almonds, Damien. We don't want you to be involved in the catering.
You don't, why ever not?
But I just think you need to relax on the day itself.
Relax? Of course I'll be relaxed. Why on earth would I not be relaxed?
Anthony's right. It's your special day, and we don't want you fretting about the food.
I don't fret about food. I never fret. Fretting implies a lack of control over the process, which is certainly not something you can accuse me of. I am perfectly tranquil in the kitchen. I was quite happy to cook for us all tonight.
Yes, and that is why I insisted on a takeaway. You'd have been in the kitchen whirring and fussing all day otherwise.
Whirring and fussing? I would not be whirring. You make me sound like some sort of hysterical robot.
But you need to delegate the responsibilities. Otherwise, our wedding day will end up with you in A&E having, at best, a panic attack, and at worst, some kind of stress-induced multiple organ failure.
Oh, what an absurd exaggeration. I'm perfectly capable of arranging the food for 15 guests. It need not be a complex exercise.
Precisely. We've made a decision. The food will be simple, yet delicious.
Oh, God, you haven't ordered a hog roast, have you?
Hog roast?
Oh, this is our wedding, Anthony. It's not a fundraising barn dance.
You
will overdo it on the meat, as you always do, and sweat right through the doors.
Calm down, Damien. I usually oversee the catering.
You?
You've just said yourself it need not be a complex exercise. I am a perfectly competent cook.
Oh, yes,
I raised
was,
you,
it?
And you don't appear to be malnourished. So quite the opposite, actually, in those trousers.
Well, yes, but...
No buts. I have spoken.
What about dessert? I could easily prepare a light...
Ralph is in charge.
What? No. I draw the line at that. He'll just make Angel Delight.
No, don't be stupid. Emily's going to have Angel Delight at a wedding.
Of course he won't. No, he won't. He is charged with collecting the cake.
The cake. Oh, God, the cake. I knew there was something. Antony, why didn't you remind me?
It is arranged. Ralph is collecting it. He'll be driving down from Hull on the day.
Hull?
Oh, some rugby game the day before. He'll be here in plenty of time. And he's already working on his speech.
What?
He'll be your best man.
Will he?
Damien, he's your brother. You simply have to ask him.
Do I?
Yes, you do. I have, and he's already said he will.
This entire wedding is spiralling completely out of control.
No, Damien. Elements of it are being taken into control by your family, who love you dearly and are taking the weight off your shoulders so that you can enjoy your special day.
This is like an intervention.
Should I do a speech?
No, Oh, God, no. We'd be there all night, just waiting to find your reading glasses. Ralph can say a few words. He can be terribly witty. I've told him not to be crude.
Oh, really? That's like asking Elaine Page not to giggle. I mean, is there nothing I can do?
No, you can look after the seating plan and the place settings.
Is that all?
It's very important. You can give free rein to your artistry.
We've only 15 to seat. It's not much of a task.
I'm sure you'll make it into something Herculean somehow. Now, are there any more pancakes left? There was.
No. I took the last one. Salty.
After I had packed my parents into a taxi and Antony had rinsed our chopsticks, I calmed down a little. It would, of course, be practical for me to delegate a certain amount of responsibility for the wedding arrangements, and perhaps a break from food would be a tonic on the day itself. They had, of course, not taken everything into consideration, and it would fall to me, as ever, to mop up much of the finer detail. I had decided that the place settings should be individually crafted amuse-bouche, decorated with each attendee's name, and every spare minute was spent devising a suitable match for each guest. A sculpted courgette cement mixer for Mr. Mullaney, stuffed with faux parmesan concrete, a puff pastry miniature television for Marion, and so forth. We also spent some time in choosing a celebrant for the service itself, eventually plumping for one Gina McLaughlin, newly registered in the profession, who seemed very keen and had a lovely speaking voice. Antony and I spent an April morning with her discussing the finer points of the ceremony and rehearsing our wedding vows, which we had decided to write ourselves.
Right. Now, Damien, it's wonderful what you two are doing here. Your vow is clearly heartfelt.
Do you think it's long enough?
I think it's absurd.
Antony, please, remain supportive. But I think there is certainly some detail that might be extraneous.
I really did want to cover every possible promise and expectation.
What was all that about my shoes?
Well, that did seem less relevant.
I just prefer it if Antony puts his shoes in the cupboard under the stairs when he comes in, rather than leave them scattered throughout the house.
I don't.
You do. They are a trip hazard. Antony, for cookery purposes, it is not unusual for me to be carrying around hot liquids.
I don't feel that is quite the type of thing that needs to be in a wedding vow.
Well, it wouldn't need to be in a wedding vow if you just do it when asked. I rather thought that if it was discussed in the open in front of witnesses, then it might settle the matter.
Well, I don't think we should base our commitment to each other purely on housekeeping details.
All right, I will redact the shoe section if it'll make you happy.
Yes, it will. And the bit about texting in bed.
Right, if I must.
Look, perhaps mention the affection you have for each other, the love that bonds you, the future you will enjoy together.
Right, in the downstairs loo detail? Is that in the right place?
I was a bit confused by that.
Well, it's more for the guests at the wedding, really. The flush is a little weaker than you expected. I don't want someone to get overzealous and break the mechanism on such a red letter day.
If that really is a big concern, you could mention it somewhere else. I don't see it being right in the wedding vow.
Oh, well, maybe I should. Antony does already know about it, don't you?
Hmm?
The downstairs loo flush. Sometimes you need to do two gentle pushes rather than one big... Are you texting?
No. Yes.
Unbelievable. I will have to put the acceptable phone usage section back in.
Perhaps I could address some of these points in a small speech at the start of the ceremony so that the toilet concerns could all be covered then.
Well, it might be worth mentioning the upstairs one as well then while you're at it.
Well, actually, yes, we would rather that was out of bounds to the guests on the day itself.
Except close family.
Right. Well, now the music.
You could avail yourself of it, of course, if you felt the need, if you prefer to do your business
fine.
In a quiet... Just close family, then.
Yeah, I'll mention it.
Oh, just a small note about where the spare loo rolls are now stored, so that there is no confusion.
Maybe just put it all in an email.
Gradually, the various elements were beginning to fall into place, and yet there remained seemingly endless details to consider. As May arrived, I abandoned my initial idea of individual place settings, since I had drawn a blank on what could possibly be suitable for my brother Ralph. A bite-sized chocolate football? Something to do with Top Gear? It's very creatively challenging when one's subject is so, and I don't mean this at all unkindly, basic. Ralph had also been in touch with Antony, asking for embarrassing moments of mine as fodder for his speech. I racked my brains, but could scarcely think of any incident from recent years that might be considered even vaguely amusing to an audience. But he and Antony spent over an hour on the phone anyway, laughing uproariously, almost cruelly even. I shuddered to think what the speech would eventually become.
Antony?
Hmm?
Right, vis-a-vis place settings, how about an individual rye bread slice with the name of each guest toasted onto it?
Yeah, sounds great.
Sounds great. Is that it? I sometimes think that you've given me this job of place settings just to keep me occupied.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Now, shall I go ahead and book the string quartet? They are suitably splendid.
Oh, Damien, let's just use an iPod. I mean, it's one less thing to worry about. We can use it for dancing later.
You can dance to a string quartet?
Yeah, if you live in a Jane Austen novel. I don't know that many of our guests are keen gavottas.
Well, I would rather that than some awful light rock with people jigging about awkwardly while a band dressed in mismatched waistcoats plays the soundtrack to We Will Rock You.
Yeah, but that's what weddings are for, Damien. Dancing to Queen. You know, we will rock you.
Anthony, thank you.
Come on, Damien, it's only a small do. We're not the Kardashians.
Right, I have absolutely no idea what that means. You well know it. Very well, iPod it is. I'm sure if it's out of sight, people won't object. Now, have you spoken to a photographer?
Oh, yes.
And?
I haven't spoken directly to one quite yet.
Antony, we are but months away. You promised you'd sort it out.
Yeah, I know, I will.
You were the one who wanted me to delegate roles. I've delegated to you. You have done nothing.
Do we need a photographer, Dame? It's not like we're selling the pictures to Hello. Are you planning some centrefold spread in the caterer?
I would like our special day to be properly documented, not just half-snapped on somebody's camera phone.
Well, we could get a selfie stick and just do it all ourselves.
Sometimes, Antony, it is like I'm getting married to a stranger.
No, I'm sorry, Damien. I just don't want it to be another thing for you to get wound up over.
Wound up? Well, I am not wound.
You are. You're like a musical box wound to its tightest extent by a willful child.
Ridiculous.
Any minute now, you'll play a very fast and angry rendition of Edelweiss.
I just want everything to be right, Antony.
Your phone?
I refuse to answer my phone at the breakfast table. It reeks of decadence. I'm not Caligula.
Well, I think he was a bit more extreme than taking calls in his dressing gown, Damien. All that stuff with his horse. Look, give it here. I'll get it.
No.
Damien's phone.
Antony, how goes it? Sorry to call early, but I'm assuming you've already plunged.
Oh, we have indeed, Ian. Up and at 'em early. On with the wedmin. Just a few final details, you know, sorting a photographer, that sort of thing.
Or not sorting it, as it happens.
Oh, well, that's easy. Javin Fox.
Gavin?
Javin. Written Gavin, but the G is soft. Award-winning photographer. Utterly brilliant. I've just taken him on.
Oh, would he do it?
Well, he'd love to. He's only been back in the UK for a while. Do it for tuppence. Or nothing. Nuppence, if you will. I'm going to his latest exhibition tomorrow. Come along.
Perfect. Did you want to speak to Damien?
Actually, no. On second thoughts, it's bad news, and I can't have him going on at me just before I meditate. Simply tell him I've spoken to Livy about the TV pilot. They don't want to go ahead with the penny farthing idea. Insurance is a nightmare, apparently, but they're looking into a tandem. Right. See you tomorrow. Ciao.
There. Photographer sorted. Easy. He's got an exhibition on tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I can't possibly go. If these place settings are going to happen at all, then I must have a chance to do a test bake of the rye bread.
Well, I'll go. I'll take your mother, if you like.
Oh, sure.
Well, she's soon to be my mother-in-law. If I can't spend half an hour with her swilling a few glasses of warm white wine and feigning interest in some photos, then Christmas is going to be a nightmare every year, isn't it?
Absolutely sure we don't have to pay for these, Antony?
No, of course not.
Well, they might present us with a ruinous bill on the way out. I've read about those clubs in Soho. They lure you in and then fleece you. £30 for a lemonade. £30!
Different sort of clubs, I think.
No, they escort you to the cash point, hold a knife to you, and nothing you can do but pay up.
No, this is very different.
And then the police do nothing about it.
Please, we don't have to pay for the wine. So.
Oh, well, I'll have another one then. Should have bought a thermos. I could have taken some back. These photos are rather bleak. Are you sure he's the right chap for the wedding?
They are a little depressing.
Is that horse dead?
Yes. I hope we do something a bit cheerier.
Oh, you will look after him, won't you, Antony?
The horse?
No, Damien.
Oh, yeah, of course I will.
Please, I do worry.
Well, you don't need to. He does enough worrying for the whole world.
Yes, well, he just needs to calm down. I've told him so quite bluntly on several occasions.
I can't imagine why that hasn't worked. Ah, Ian.
Antony, Mrs. Trench, how lovely of you to come. What a fabulous hat.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm road testing it.
Oh, and here's the man himself. Javin, this is Antony and Damien's mother.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Great photos.
No, not great.
Oh.
I hate them. I can't look at them. Takes me back there. Helmand. God.
Well, I'm sure there are some jollier ones. No, not that one. Well, gosh, that appears to be...
The shadow of pain etched across a soldier's face.
Do you do a lot of wedding photography?
I managed some shots of a forced marriage in Turkmenistan. He'd up a tree for 3 days to get them.
I don't think you'll need to camouflage yourself in Antony's garden.
No, well, let's hope not, eh? So, yeah.
See this one?
What, just a bridal veil in a puddle?
That's all that was left. Whole wedding party blown up in a drone strike.
Well, again, I can't really see that happening at all.
Anyone for a drink?
Yeah.
Get down! Don't let him get a headshot!
Gavin, it's fine. It's just a cork.
Right, yeah. Sorry. You hear the sound. You just drop. I need some air.
Ian, I mean, what on earth?
Look, I know he's a bit highly strung, but your do would be good for him. He's been embedded in a troop unit for 6 months. He just needs to unravel a bit.
Unravel? He's coming apart at the seams as it is.
June busted out all over and sped by in a whirl of suit buying, ring fittings and hotel bookings. My rye bread idea for the place settings had to be scrapped as the toasted lettering proved too unwieldy, and my first attempt at Marion Duffett came out more like Macaroon Dreyfus. I chose instead to bake edible biscuit Scrabble tiles, spelling out the name of each guest, which would also allow for some variation in flavour, according to lettering. G for ginger, C could be chocolate, and so forth. Astonishingly, we had not one guest with the letter B in their name, which meant that my blueberry attempts were rather futile. Finally, with awnings erected, food prepared, cake en route, vows and shoes polished, the morning finally arrived. And as I sit here only a few days after the event, in the evening sun, outside, I am happy to say that I have forgotten every shred of the organisation, and yet I can remember every glorious second of the day itself, and I hope I always will. Antony has this minute returned from the shops with a few things, and so I shall pause for just a moment from this entry.
Any joy?
Yeah, slim pickings. They had some of those spreadable cheese triangles, and I got some hula hoops and another bottle of the cheap plonk. The red looked a bit industrial, but I think this white, it'll be OK if it's cold enough. I'll shove it in the freezer compartment for a bit. You OK?
Oh, very OK. Just finished Freddie Flintoff's My Story. Might start the Da Vinci Code in a bit.
Oh, I'll just have a quick shower. Do you fancy the bar later? There's a tribute band on.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
So, the wedding. What a day. The food was simple but delicious, as my mother had promised. The service was beautiful and heartfelt. The dancing was excruciating but also glorious. My place settings would have been glorious too, I have no doubt, but I foolishly left them unguarded on the coffee table whilst double-checking loo roll stocks. My mother's dog, Tenzig, dressed in a rather fetching bow tie, scoffed the lot just as the guests were arriving. But you know what? It didn't really matter. My father quickly scribbled out the names on some post-it notes and stuck them at the appropriate places, which everybody thought was delightfully clever. The only other fly in the ointment was that Ralph was rear-ended outside Grantham. He was fine, his car less so, and the cake was decidedly ruined. He managed to get the train down and join us in the evening, but we never got to hear his speech. Antony's father spoke instead.
On this happy occasion, I would like to say a few words. And they are, please raise your glasses to Antony and Damien. Thank you.
We all agreed that it was quite the best wedding speech ever made, and in the absence of cake, help was at hand to provide a replacement dessert.
This is a recipe for Angel Delight. Right. Get yourself to the shops, Toot Sweet. Any decent corner store will be able to sort us out. If you want to be sure, go to one of those mini supermarkets by a garage. You'll want about 4 sachets and 2 pints of milk, or a litre will cover it. I like it a bit thick myself. You can mix and match the flavours if that's your thing, but I don't know if that's the best idea. Stick to either chocolate or butterscotch. They work best. Personally, for making for myself and Scotty, I use 3 sachets of chocolate and then 1 sachet of butterscotch. Give it a bit of an old sticky toffee kind of action. Okay, pour your milk into a big old bowl, then throw in all the sachets on top. You need to give it a real good old mix, you know? Like one of those, like, hand whisks, like, you know, that you used to have. Like you're knocking up a plaster of Paris. But you don't want it as thick as a plaster of Paris. But something that's going to drip smooth off the trowel. Then whack it into the fridge. It'll be done in 5 minutes. Don't, whatever you do, stick it in the freezer. I tried that once, thought it would make for ice cream. Didn't. Banjacks the whole job. You can pour it into individual bowls before it sets if you really want to, but I couldn't be arsed. It's no easier than just dolloping it out when it's done. If you want to impress people, squirty cream does the job. Hundreds and thousands if there's kids about. That's it.
and it was delicious. Javin Fox never made an appearance in the end. Ian apologised profusely, but it turned out he had gone AWOL after mistaking a firework display for some savage aerial bombardment and didn't resurface for several months, deciding to abandon his camera for good and retrain as a herbalist. Luckily, Marion captured the whole day quite beautifully on her Samsung and emailed some wonderful shots over to us before we had even set off on our honeymoon. And yes, the honeymoon. Our trip to Italy was not to be, K. Picardo. Anthony had forgotten that his passport was still being held in a police station in Dublin after the events of the stag weekend, and so was refused permission to travel out of the country. And so we rang round every travel agent to find us something, anything. It being school holidays and rather last minute, we took what we could get. A static caravan in a holiday park near Woolacombe. It is as far removed from a boutique hotel on the shores of Lake Garda as could be, and yet I have never been happier. I am with the one I love, and that is all that matters.
What are you writing, Damien?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we said no work on honeymoon.
Oh, no, no, it's just my diary. Yeah.
You keep a diary? I didn't.
Yeah, just a few scribbles. I think I'm going to stop doing it anyway. It just makes me think about things too much. Things that aren't really important.
So what is important?
Well, you are.
And so are you.
In and Out of the Kitchen, The Wedding was created by and starred Miles Jupp, with Justin Edwards, Philip Fox, Brendan Dempsey, Selena Cadell, Stephen Critchlow, Alex Tregear and Jessica Turner. It was written by Justin Edwards. The producer was Sam Michel, and it was a BBC Radio comedy production.
Find me somebody to whom it's good than me. Gosh, it's one to start with, isn't it?
Two. Certainly is.
You'd have thought they did. Where are they going to go from here? They've set the bar quite high now.
Two. Has this got a key change in it?
Find me.
Very good. Look at the clavin overjack. Maybe I should learn an instrument.
I like their waistcoats. They're quite good, aren't they?
Yes.
We should get some like that.
Yes, I wouldn't mind some.